Rabosai Be'ezer Hashem, I think with the help of the Talmidim, no one said a word, but about the actual davar, but just speaking over together, I think we have a yishuv in the steer of the Magen Avram, la halacha. We had asked that the Shita, the Rush, as fleshed out by the Magen Avram, and affirmed by the Igle Tal in Alachos, was that the Mechayiv of Bracha vis-a-vis bodily Hanah is that Hanah's Meyav is the Mechayiv of Bracha. Hence, the Talmidim of the Igle Tal raised the possibility that it could very well be that the Bracha of Birchas Hanenin is appropriate even for feeding food. If someone eats vis-a-vis through a feeding tube, in such a case, there would be a bracha. And we had asked, but at the end of the day, everything is beautiful. That was the Mahalach. We rejected all other readings of the Mishnah Brura, unlike some of the present poskim today. And we said, so therefore, a feeding tube should get a bracha. The only problem was, in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the Magen Avram, as quoted by the Mishnah Brura as well, seems to say something that's the exact opposite. The Hainu, that the Magen Avraham says that if someone has no hanas me'ayin, he's entirely full. So then in such a case, he makes a bracha. Why? Because the bracha is going on hanas garon. That's it. Everything lined up beautifully, the rush, everything's beautiful. The problem is, at the end of the day, it's a mefurish and Magen Avraham, not that way. So it's a stira. At first glance, it's a total stira in Magen Avram. So just in speaking out the problem of the Talmidim, so that's part of the Pshat Mishnah Novos, Mitalmidai Yosef Mikulam. Just when you speak, I'm sure, Eric, you've had this experience, just when you speak out with the Talmidim, it's Megala things. So as we were speaking it out, I realized that there's a simple answer, and that there's a paradigm shift. And that is the following. We've been discussing up until now, either the Mechayiv is Hanaz Garon versus Hanaz Me'ayim. Now, Yesh L'dayek in the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Yud, where the Mishnah Brura there says that the reason why you have to be polaid is because if you are having your mouth the mashke, so then in such a case, the Mishnah Brura says it's only hanas chich. All you have is the hanah from your palate. So if you have only the hanah from your palate, so then in such a case, then there isn't a chiyuv of bracha. So Rabosai, I think there are three dargas, and that answers all the questions. It could be, it's not, I'm arguing on one of my great rabbeim, the Egle Tal, but at the end of the day, I think the Magen Avram is not exactly what the Egle Tal says, and then everything falls away. Dahainu. The Mechayiv of Bracha is either Hanaz Garon or Hanaz Me'ayim. Both. What is the Magen Avraham saying? The Magen Avraham is saying that if someone spits out, so then in such a case he didn't have hanas me'ayim. He never meant to say hanas garon. What now? If you look up in the Gemara and Chulin on Kuf Gimel on the base, and again it fits in beautifully. We pass on Rabbi Yochanan who says that the chiyuv is hanas garon by isurim. The same would apply to Ilchos Brachos as well. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have to make the chiyuv that we've been setting up until now. What's the example on Nas Garon? So the Gemara describes what happens if it goes down his trachea and he somehow he's able to regurgitate it. Or then the postman discusses what happens if he eats and he immediately vomits. So then in such a case, there you have a Nas Garon. But Hanas Chich was never discussed. So hence, our Sugya Chozer Apolit is a question on Nas Chich. Now the problem with that is, it doesn't fit beautifully into the Rush. In other words, the Magen Avraham then is a different shita. But lahalacha, what would emerge then, is that the shita of the Magen Avraham is that hanas chich, and that's the way the Mishnah Brura is magdir it over there. So there's no more stira lahalacha, and it could very well be that even hanas garen might be mechayiv you a bracha. In other words, I was brainwashed by the Igle Tal, the way he set it up, the way the Minchas Chinuch sets it up. But at the end of the day, I think in terms of the psak lahalacha and the way the Mishnah Brura fits in, that will be the shita of the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura. I have one more ha'ara. You could take it or leave it. This is a very dachistic deal. I'm not sure if this is right, but we pointed out that we assumed that the Magen Avraham and the Rush were the exact same shita. The Rush when he presents the fact that you have to be Polit, says the Rush in Simin Vav in Perek Shein, he says, Miunir de bracha lo tsarech, kiman she'eino nene besoch meyav. As long as you don't have anah besoch meyav, so then in such a case you don't make a bracha. Now I noticed that the Magen Avram, even though he's cannot like the Rush, and if I'm not mistaken, our Rabbein put the Rush and the Magen Avram together. If you look back in the Magen Avram, his Lashon is a drop different. I wasn't even planning to spend time on this today, so I didn't even bring the Magen Avram with me. If you don't mind just passing my Magen Avram, it's on the bottom over there. Any Shulchan Aruch for that matter. If you look up the Magen Avram in Siman Reish Yud, he says, I assume the exact same thing as the Rush, but it's actually, if you look at it, it's not exact, thank you, it's perfect. If you look back in the Magen Avram, he doesn't say the exact same words. You could take or leave this diuk. It's a very dakistic diuk. I'm not sure if it's right. Here, listen to the Magen Avram's lashon. Sifkat and test. Kishechozer upolet de lo mikri hana elo besof meyav. The Magen Avram's diuk is de lo mikri hana elo besof meyav. It's not called hana unless it's besof meyav. And the Rosh's lashon is kivan the bracha l'tzarech kivan she'eino nehne besof meyav. The lashon is slightly different. The Magen Avram doesn't quote the Rosh. It could be that what the Magen Avram is saying is the following: that when it goes through the process of coming down the trachea and ending up into the meyav, that's classic hana. That's classic hana. The Rosh, Einach Hanami says, Kiman Sheinan Nene B'Soch Meyav, that the Mechayiv of Bracha is Hanah B'Soch Meyav. The Magen Avram is saying that when you spit it out, it's not Mikri Hanah unless it ended up B'Soch Meyav. But he doesn't say it's B'Soch Meyav versus Hanah's Garan. So the Lashon of the Magen Avram, you look it up. Look up the Lashon of the Magen Avram versus the Rosh. You could take or leave it that subtle diuk. I'm not sure if the diuk is strong, but in the Magen Avram itself, I think this is the appropriate Yishuv Beis Hashem. So that's what emerges lahalacha. That the only time one is pater from bracha is if there is only hanaz kif. But if there's hanaz garam, so then the psak and the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Brura by definition would be mechayev lechura bracha. Okay, now let's start this beautiful and nuanced sugya. If there's any contrast between two sugyas, that,